Breaking Free: The Role of Conditioning in Human Design. Human Design, a system developed by Alan Robert Krakauer under the pseudonym Ra Uruhu in 1992, offers a unique lens through which to view the complexities of human behavior and identity. At its core, human design posits that each individual is born with a specific blueprint that outlines their inherent strengths, weaknesses, and potential. However, this innate design can become obscured by various forms of conditioning that individuals experience throughout their lives. Conditioning refers to the external influences, social, cultural, familial, and educational, that shape our thoughts, behaviors, and beliefs, often leading us away from our true selves. In the context of human design, conditioning can manifest in numerous ways. It may stem from the expectations of family members, societal norms, or even the pervasive influence of media. These external factors can create a disconnect between an individual's authentic self and the persona they present to the world. Understanding this conditioning is crucial for anyone seeking to navigate their human design chart effectively. By recognizing how these influences have shaped their lives, individuals can begin to peel back the layers of conditioning and reconnect with the true essence. Summary: conditioning in human design is the process of shaping beliefs, behaviors, and attitudes based on external influences such as family, society, culture, and media. Social and cultural conditioning can have a significant impact on an individual's identity, values, and worldview, often leading to conformity and limited self-expression. Breaking free from family conditioning involves recognizing and challenging ingrained patterns and beliefs, and creating a sense of autonomy and self-awareness. Overcoming societal conditioning requires critical thinking, questioning norms, and embracing individuality to resist the pressure to conform to societal expectations. Education plays a crucial role in conditioning by shaping perspectives, values, and attitudes, highlighting the importance of promoting critical thinking and diverse perspectives in educational settings. Media conditioning influences perceptions, self-image, and societal norms, emphasizing the need for media literacy and conscious consumption of media content. Self-reflection and unconditioning empower individuals to challenge and reshape their beliefs, behaviors, and identities, fostering personal growth and authenticity. Embracing authenticity in human design involves embracing individuality, self-expression, and personal values, leading to a more fulfilling and purposeful life. The impact of social and cultural conditioning. Social and cultural conditioning plays a significant role in shaping our identities and behaviors. From a young age, individuals are bombarded with messages about how they should think, feel, and act based on societal expectations. These messages often dictate what is deemed acceptable or desirable within a given culture, leading many to conform to these standards at the expense of their authentic selves. In human design, this form of conditioning can be particularly detrimental as it may lead individuals to ignore the unique design in favor of fitting into predefined roles. The impact of social conditioning can be seen in various aspects of life, including career choices, relationship dynamics, and personal aspirations. For instance, an individual may feel pressured to pursue a particular profession because it is highly regarded within their community, despite having a different passion that aligns more closely with their human design. This misalignment can result in feelings of dissatisfaction and unfulfillment, highlighting the importance of recognizing and addressing social conditioning in one's journey towards authenticity. Log in to view the full content. You need to log in to view the full post content. Log in, one-click register.